2026年6月11日，
June 11, 2026.
让我们忠于理想。
Let us be faithful to our ideals.
让我们面对现实。
Let's face reality.
那么呢，来说今天的新闻。
So what's the news today?
今天的新闻呢是这样子的。
The news today is like this.
就是我看到的来自不同的平台的报道。
That's what I've seen from reports from different platforms.
它的内容呢都是大同小异的。
His content is all the same.
我感觉这个新闻呢好像就是一个通稿。
I feel like this news is just a publicity stunt.
就是写出来以后呢
Once it's written down,
发给各个平台
Sent to various platforms,
让大家呢就是同时报道的是同一，就是说这种说的内容啊都是一样的。
Let me clarify that the long-term reports all refer to the same thing, meaning that the content of the reports is the same.
这个新闻说的是呢
This news is about
一个残疾老人
An elderly disabled person
他在长达20年的时间里
For a period of 20 years
20年的时间里面呢被人家控制着
20 years I was controlled by others.
没有工资。
No salary.
只是给他有吃的地方。
Just give him a place to eat.
有住的地方。就是管他吃管他住。
Where you live, you take care of it.
然后呢就让他在长达20年的时间里面。
Then let him spend 20 years in it.
长达20年的时间里面呢。
Over a period of 20 years,
一直在就是做那种奴隶才会做的那些工作。
I've always been doing those kinds of jobs that slaves do.
奴役
servitude.
人家把这个老人家呢一直奴役在这个黑工厂里面。
The old man has been enslaved in this black factory for a long time.
每天呢一个人啊，独自一个人搬20吨的水泥。
Every day, a person has to move 20 tons of cement alone.
就这么上上下下的搬上搬下这样子。
This is how it's done, up and down, up and down.
而且呢，没有任何防护措施。
And there are no protective measures.
连一个这个基本的口罩。
Even a basic mask.
5毛钱的口罩都没有。
There are no 50 cent masks.
这个老人呢，就是在这个新闻的这个报道里。
This old man was featured in this news report.
他有一个这个画面。
He has a picture of this scene.
这个画面呢，是就是老人呢，满脸的这个，泥污啊。
This scene is of an elderly person with a full face of mud and a mud-covered house.
就是那个水泥它很脏嘛。
That's right. The cement is very dirty.
弄得满脸的泥污。
Covered with mud.
那这个新闻呢是。
Well, this news is.
而且呢这个老人家呢被发现呢。
And then this old man was found.
不是说是因为什么官方的这种作为啊有作为才发现的。
It's not that I discovered something official or something like that.
而是被我们民间的那位正义之士上官正义这位就是民间的侠客吧。
Instead, it was Mr. Cheng Jian, a local hero who was a kind of folk hero, I mean.
被他呢发现了
He found out.
然后呢
Then,
他呢就是通过自身的这种
He is through his own.
怎么说呢
How to say it?
就是说每一个就像每一个这个上官正义
That he is. Each one is like each one, such as Shang Jing.
这位先生呢让我想到了从前的那些记者
This reminds me of the old-fashioned reporters.
那些记者们呢?
What about those journalists?
他们是冒着个人的这个生命危险啊。
They are risking their own lives. Oh.
然后去报道一件呢伤天害理的事情。
And go to report on a heinous crime.
那么这位上官正义先生他坐在那儿。
What did Mr. Shang Jing do?
现在呢凭着他个人的这个力量坐在那儿。
Now it's being done through his personal strength.
就是这样的一件事情。
That's how it is.
从前的这些官方的记者们呢
These old-fashioned official reporters.
他们做这些事情的时候呢
When they do these things.
是有官方这样的一个背景。
There is an official background.
在支持他们的有一个庞大的这个组织
There is a large organization that supports them.
应该说是庞大的一个官方的体系。
It should be said that it is a large and official system.
在支持着他们的。
Supporting them.
所以呢，当他们冒这个生命危险的时候呢
So when they risk their lives like that,
至少呢，他知道他的背后呢，是有支持的人的。
At least he knew that there were people supporting him from behind.
有支持的这样的一个系统的。
There is a system that supports this.
万一出了什么事情呢?
What if something happens?
是有这个后续的这个救援的。
There are also subsequent rescue efforts.
以及这个后续的补偿的。
And the subsequent compensation.
他的家人呢会被得到妥善的安葬的。
His family will be given proper burial.
可是这位上官正义先生呢
However, this Mr. Shang Jenny,
他是凭着自己的个人的一腔热血
He was driven by his own passion and determination.
一腔正义在做这件事情。
To do this thing, I am full of justice.
他面临的危险呢
What dangers does he face?
就是说如果万一出什么事情的话呢
So, if something happens,
他所面临的危险呢
What dangers he faces?
就是他自己独自承担的
It's all on him.
没有任何的后援的支持的
Without any backup support.
如果他假设啊
If he were to assume,
如果他因为一件正义之事呢
，If he did something for the sake of justice,
触犯了别人的利益
，violated someone's interests,
遭到了这个暗算呢
，caught in this trap,
或者是说别的什么吧
，or say something else,
就说万一有个三长两短的话呢？
Just in case there's a minor accident.
那这个人呢他就走了。
That person left.
就是走了就没有任何的后续的支援。
Once they leave, there is no further support.
没有任何的说什么机构啊。
What is this organization saying?
组织啊这样子来给他一些补助。
Here is a way to provide him with some support.
给他的家人一些补助
Give some allowance to his family.
可是呢就是在这样的一种情形之下
However, in such a situation,
这位先生呢他一直在做人间正义之事
This gentleman has been doing things for the common good.
他该做的这些事情呢
His actions, what he should have done, what he did.
本来是该由那些所谓的有关部门去做的。
It should have been the responsibility of those so-called relevant departments.
可是呢，很遗憾。
Unfortunately,
我们发现呢，在那些受苦受难的人需要的时候
,We found that those who are suffering and in need,
在他们急需的时候
At the time when they needed it most,
这些神秘的有关部门呢
These mysterious departments,
他们总是就是消失的。
They always disappear.
藏匿的。
Hidden.
你看不见他们的。
You can't see them.
当这个上官正义先生呢
When this Mr. Zhang Jiandong
把这件事情呢报道出来了以后呢
Once this matter has been reported,
然后呢那些各个官媒啊才开始呢跟着报道。
Then those various official media began to follow up and report.
而这些官媒的报道呢
And these official media reports,
因为我看的所有的这些通稿啊
Because all the articles I have read,
都是来自这些官方媒体的
All of them are from official media.
不是上官正义的个人的这个微信号或者是抖音号。
Not the personal WeChat or Douyin account of Shang Yuan Jiandong.
不是他个人的。
It's not his personal property.
这个就是我看的呢都是来自官方的报道的。
Well, that's all the information I've been getting all from official reports.
可是这些官方的报道呢都非常的统一。
However, these official reports are all very consistent.
他们的统一呢就说的是两点。
Their unity refers to two points.
这一第一点呢
The first point is,
就是说这位老人呢他已经找到了他的亲人。
That means this old man has already found his relatives.
已经帮助老人呢找到了他的亲人。
I have helped the elderly person find his family.
第二点呢，就是说呢，老人呢已经被妥善安置。
The second point is that the elderly have been properly cared for.
只是说了这两点。
Just said these two points.
那后面呢，就是后面的这个老人。
Then there's the old man behind.
他这个长达20年的这个工资
，this 20-year salary，
该怎么结算
？How to settle？
按什么方式结算
？How to settle？
是按什么样的一个这个数量来结算
？How is the amount calculated？
完全没有报道。
There are no reports。
那后面呢
？Then
这个老人呢将被安置在哪里？哪里？
Where will this old man be placed?
这个也没有报道。
This also hasn't been reported.
被谁？就是说，他只是说被他的亲戚接回去。
Who said that he was just taken back by his relatives?
那接回去呢
？Where is the package?
这怎么安顿呢
？How to arrange it?
因为毕竟只是亲戚。
Because they are just relatives.
我们大家都知道
，We all know that，
在现在这样一个逐利的社会里面呢
，In today's society, which is very competitive，
尚且没有亲父子
，I have no father，
更何况只是亲戚呢
？Moreover, it's just relatives。
我们大家可以想象一下
，We can all imagine，
这一个就是说这个老人的20年的这个工资。
This is about how the old man's salary for 20 years.
如果没有给他结清的话呢
？What if he doesn't pay it off?
那他的这个处境呢，将会是非常的凄凉的。
That situation will be very miserable.
如果这20年的工资呢，给他结清了
？If the salary for the past 20 years has been paid off.
当这样子一个残疾的老人。
When such a disabled old man,
他就是他可能是在，就是说他是没有办法保全自己的。没有办法凭借自己的自身的力量来保全自己的。
There is no way to save oneself by one's own strength.
那么这样子的一个老人呢
So this old man,
他如果，就说他不管是有钱还是没钱，
if he says that whether he is rich or not,
他所面临的呢，都是一个非常难的一个处境。
the situation he is facing is very difficult.
他有钱呢，
He has money.
可能这个钱呢会被别人骗走。
This money might be stolen by someone
为了骗走
to deceive
他这个钱呢，
his money.
可能会把他的这个生命安全都威胁到。
This could even threaten his life.
如果他没有钱呢，
If he doesn't have money,
他在别人的家里就会像一个乞丐一样。
He would act like a beggar when he was in someone else's house.
甚至可能还不如一个乞丐，
It might even be worse than a beggar.
也就是说，
That is to say,
这个老人后续的安排该怎么安排？
what should be the subsequent arrangement for this old man?
他应该是有一个妥当的安排，
He should have a proper arrangement.
由谁来接管呢？
Who will take over?
由什么部门来接管呢？
Which department should take over?
你是不能指望，就说人家的亲戚来长年累月的照顾着一个这样子的老人的。
You can't expect people to take care of an elderly person like this just by relying on their relatives.
你是不能这样指望的，人的这个良知啊。
This is the conscience of a person who can't be like that.
人的德性啊，是最靠不住的。
People's morality is the most unreliable.
所以呢，这个老人未来的安顿呢，
So, what about the future of this elderly person?
他必须是有一个来自体制、来自系统这些方面的安排的。
He must have made arrangements from the body, from the system, and from these aspects.
而且这个安排呢，必须是硬性的。
And this arrangement must be strict.
还有就是这个老人20年的工资该怎么来结？
And also, how to pay the salary of this elderly person for 20 years.
该以什么？
What is it?
就说一个什么样的数量来结？
What kind of quantity should be used for the settlement?
每个月应该怎么算？
How should I calculate each month?
然后这20年应该怎么算？
Then how should these 20 years be calculated?
是否还应该涉及到赔偿以及这个受虐待的这方面的补偿？
Should compensation and compensation for the victim of abuse also be involved?
总之吧，就是种种的这些很难理清的这些呢，都必须有一个明确的这个系统。
In short, all these difficult to understand things must have a clear system.
明确的部门来完成后续的工作。
Clearly assign tasks to specific departments to handle the follow-up work.
可是呢，我们在这些通篇的这些报道中，
However, in these comprehensive reports,
千篇一律的这些报道中，
in these repetitive reports,
这个报道呢是千篇一律的。
this report is the same as all the others.
但是呢，它是来自不同的平台的，这些平台呢都是官方平台。
But these platforms are from different platforms, and these platforms are all official platforms.
那么呢，这些千篇一律的这些报道呢，
So, what about these repetitive reports?
它完全没有交代这个老人呢，
He completely didn't mention this old man.
后续该怎么安排他这20年的工资呢？
What about the remaining 20 years of his salary?
该怎么结？
How to connect?
按什么数量来结？
How many to pay?
完全没有说明的。
Specify.
那么呢，我们就知道了
So we know that.
为什么在这长达20年的时间里，
Why over these 20 years?
这个可怜的老人呢？
This poor old man.
他从46岁到66岁。
From 46 to 66 years old,
如果不是被上官正义先生发现呢？
If it wasn't for the discovery by Mr. Chen Jian,
那这个老人呢，可能就会这样惨死，
so this old man might die like this.
死在这个地方了。
I'm here.
但上官正义先生呢，
What about Mr. Shen Kuan?
就是在他的这个报道中说明了这个老板呢，
In this report, the boss is mentioned.
就是这个，把这个奴役这位残障老人的这个老板呢。
The guy who enslaved this disabled old man,
他已经说得很明白了，
he has already said it very clearly.
这个残障老人呢是他的朋友送给他的。
This disabled old man was a gift from his friend.
如果这个老人死了呢，
What if the old man dies?
那就找个地方埋了就完了。
Then just bury it somewhere.
也就是说，对这个老人呢，
That is, for this old man,
是完全没有怜悯。
completely ruthless.
最基本的怜悯之心都是没有的。
There is no basic compassion.
那么呢，如果这个66岁已经到了66岁高龄的这位老人呢？
So, what if this 66-year-old elderly man has already reached 66 years old?
而且是有残障的这位老人呢？
And this elderly man with a disability,
他在未来，就是说，如果他没有遇到这个上官正义先生啊。
he said in the future that if he hadn't met Mr. Cheng Jiang,
没有侥幸被救，
no one was saved.
那么在未来呢，
So, what about the future?
可能在67岁、
Possibly at 67 years old?
68岁或者其他任何一个年龄，
68 or any other age?
他都是有可能受伤或者死亡的啊。
He could be injured or even die.
我们先不说他直接死亡。
Let's not talk about the fact that he died directly.
我们就说他受伤吧，
Let's just say he's injured.
受伤以后会有人给他医治吗？
Will someone treat him after he gets injured?
这个黑心的老板呢，肯定是不会给他医治的。
This scumbag boss definitely won't let him get treated.
那么呢，他就会拖着受伤的身体呢，慢慢的死掉。
Then he would drag his injured body and slowly die.
比这个突然之间死掉呢，还要悲惨。
This is even more tragic than dying suddenly.
所以呢，这个上官正义先生呢，真的是做了一件，
So, this Mr. Chen Zhen really did something.
怎么说呢？
How to say it?
让我觉得非常非常，就是发自内心的敬佩他的这样的一件事情。
I feel very, very, a deep sense of admiration for his actions.
他做的这件事情呢，
The thing he did,
比他之前做的那些，所有的关于那些企业的那些违法的，
compared to what he did before, all the illegal activities of those companies,
就是他一个人呢去对抗那个整个的企业的这样的一件事情呢。
It's just him alone trying to fight against an entire enterprise.
我觉得呢，还要了不起。
I think it's amazing.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他救的呢，是一个在这个人世间无依无靠。
Because he saved a person who was helpless and had no one to rely on in this world.
无处求援的这么样一个残障老人，这样子
A lonely and helpless old man.
一个处在社会的最底层的最弱势的人。
The most vulnerable and marginalized people in society.
那么呢，他的这个救助呢，使这个老人呢，你不知道他还能活多长时间。
So, how did this rescue make the old man not know how long he could live?
那么呢，不管他还能活多长时间，
So, regardless of how long he can live,
至少在他未来的或短或长的这个人生里面。
at least in his future or short or long life,
他能够过自由人的生活。
He can live a free life.
这个是我们的期待。
This is what we expect.
因为这样的一个期待呢，
Because of such an expectation.
它是要看后续有关的部门。
He needs to see the relevant departments.
这个神秘的有关的部门怎么样安顿这个老人，是不是有一个明确的强硬的安顿。
How about this mysterious apartment? Is there a clear and firm placement for this elderly person?
使他在未来的这个人生
Make him in his future life.
就是不管是多短或者多长的这个人生里面，是不是真的能够后顾无忧。
Whether or not one can truly live without any worries, no matter how short or long their life is.
有时候会觉得很悲哀。
Sometimes I feel very sad.
为什么呢？
Why?
你通过这么一件事情呢，
You can achieve this through this.
你就可以发现呢，
You can see that.
人世间呢，有多少人在受苦受难。
How many people are suffering in this world?
不被人发现。
Don't be discovered.
他们在这种受苦受难中呢，
What about them in this suffering?
就这样子，无声无息的没有了。
Just like that, it disappeared without a trace.
可是呢，是谁造成了他们的受苦受难？
But who caused their suffering?
在长达20年的时间里面，
Over a period of 20 years,
为什么没有人发现周围知道这件事情的那些人？
Why didn't anyone notice those people who knew about this?
为什么沉默不语？
Why are you silent?
那么呢？
So what?
所谓的这些有关部门，
These so-called departments,
20年的时间里，长达20年的时间里。
In 20 years,
为什么他们失职了？
Why did they fail?
从这些问题中呢？
From these questions,
我们就可以看到，
We can see that,
为什么这个老人呢，会被一个素不相识的陌生人奴役长达20年？
Why was this old man enslaved by a stranger for 20 years?
我们其实问一问这些问题呢，
We actually ask these questions,
就知道答案了。
I know the answer now.
只不过呢，这些答案呢，没有办法对着镜头来说。
However, these answers cannot be spoken directly to the camera.
2026年6月11日，再见。
June 11, 2026. See you again.